The Trump administration isn't alone in wanting to expedite deportation of immigrants. Today, Germany's cabinet approved a plan to make it easier to deport people who've been rejected for asylum. In Europe, many of the asylum seekers are fleeing violence from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. But there are also thousands of Iranians. Many are desperate not to be sent back for fear of being jailed or worse for their beliefs or lifestyles. Now, a small group of Iranians have found sanctuary in a church in Berlin that's famous for welcoming migrants. Here's Amy Bracken with our story.
The Evangelical Lutheran Church in Berlin has changed dramatically of late. In just a few years, membership became overwhelmingly Iranian, and most services are now in Farsi. This evening's event was advertised as one of the church's rare German services, but even this is partly in the Persian language. Pastor Gottfried Martens has long worked with migrants, but they used to be from the former Soviet Union.
And then in 2008, two Iranians came to our church because they had heard that we do some migrant work. And then in 2011, I baptized an Iranian for the first time. Then until the end of 2012, one invited the next one, and things were growing so fast that we couldn't stay any longer in that church.
They moved into a bigger church, and it filled up. By 2013, there were 150 parishioners from Iran and Afghanistan, mostly Iran. Now there are some 1,500. In Iran and Afghanistan, Christians are a tiny and invisible minority, but among refugees, they're a substantial and growing force. In Berlin, more and more were drawn to the Farsi services here and to something else. 10 of those parishioners, mostly from Iran, are living here, confined to the property, for up to 6 months. It's part of a last-ditch effort to avoid deportation. All sleep on bunk beds in two small rooms in the church building. They and other parishioners have a lot in common. All the Iranians I meet had first fled to Norway, hoping to get asylum there. They didn't. So to avoid deportation, they fled to Germany. But under the so-called Dublin regulation, you can't just keep hopping countries asking for asylum. You're not eligible to apply for asylum elsewhere in Europe for at least 6 months. This church has allowed Iranian Christians to take shelter and avoid being returned to Norway while they wait out those 6 months. The residents fear being sent back home for various reasons, some relating to their faith. Ali Tariverdi originally fled Iran after police raided his friend's house and found his, Tariverdi's, laptop with Christian videos on it. Said Sayed Hassan Sia says he was jailed in Iran for his political activities at university, but he thinks his Christian faith could incur much worse.
Anybody changing than Islam to another religion, they're killing him.
Human Rights Watch has documented numerous cases of Christian converts being arrested in Iran. Some have been condemned to death, although recent sentences were overturned. Sia says it's tough being confined here for half a year, but not like the prison time he did in Iran. He spends his days doing chores, preparing Farsi songs and services, studying German, and playing foosball. But it is all men living here. Because of the close quarters, women are rarely taken in. Women do come by and speak with the pastor, though. There's Niloufar Sani, who says she fled arrest in Iran for being a female pop singer. And there's Yegana Elahiri, a 16-year-old traveling with her mother.
When I was 14 years old, my father said to me, "Now your age is good for the marriage." But I don't want marriage because I love too much to study. It is very, 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 very early for me. I don't want.
She says when her mother, Masuma, protested to her husband, he began to beat her. After a year in Norway, they recently arrived in Berlin, where they're staying in a shelter. But their journey is far from over.
We gave all of our documents to Norway's government, and now we have a problem because the Germanian government, they said, how we can know she is your mother and you are her daughter.
Her mother seems to understand the gist of our English because tears are streaming down her face. I later ask Pastor Martens if he will take them in.
We are just looking for some alternative. It's very difficult because there are very, very few congregations who are willing to help us. It's obviously not possible to have them sleep here among so many men. And so, well, I'm asking everywhere, but nobody wants to do this work somewhere else.
But when I ask Alahieri, she says Pastor Martins has already done so much for them, writing a letter to authorities on their behalf and connecting them with a lawyer. She knows he will let them stay. As for whether the Iranians who've sheltered in his church will ultimately be allowed to stay in the country, the odds are good. In addition to receiving hundreds of thousands of refugees from war-torn countries each year, Germany also accepts most Iranian asylum applications filed in the country. For The World, Amy Bracken, Berlin.